30 years ago, 23% of Maryland's go-for-broke pension system was funded, meaning it was 77% short of what was needed to meet obligations. A major part of one political career, that of then-Delegate Bobby Neal, was derailed. Many others were at risk as angry union members threatened legislators with retribution at the polls. Then, as now, promises were made to the workers and broken. A bill to rationalize the imbalance between commitments and cash barely passed the two houses. Hated by the teachers and other state employees, the new system worked. Over the next few years, the fund got healthier and healthier. Several times, it reached 100% of what was needed. 3 years ago, the system was reformed once again. State officials promised to put aside enough money to meet obligations, but they almost immediately reneged on their promise, and Governor O'Malley is walking away from the deal yet again to the tune of $100 million per year. He's going it alone. Peter Francio, the comptroller, and Nancy Kopp, the state treasurer, opposed the governor. The pension grab, as worker advocates call it, will cost the taxpayer $1.7 billion over the proposed 20-year lifetime of the $100 million annual cut. Unless replaced, the missing money will not be in the investment portfolio, Kopp said. Francio said Wall Street would not appreciate the broken commitment. The street's view matters. It sets the interest rates. The lower the rate, the less Maryland pays to borrow. Francio and Kopp declined to suggest budget cuts O'Malley might make to save the $100 million. Not their job, of course, and not an easy choice for legislative leaders. Bears watching, especially in an election year. Teachers and state workers can be a potent force on the campaign trail, as 1984 showed dramatically.